Welcome back to the program. We'll get to Zach Bailey from Channel 9 very shortly, but I like this from Andrew from Manly Weather, who said, spotted Jake Trbojevic making Mal Meninga a coffee at Sydney Airport. Yes, Jake Trbojevic makes the Kangaroo squad, a great barista, according to the analyst, but I'm sure Manly fans are more with Andrew than they are with the analyst. Let's find out what Zachy Bailey thought of that grand final last night. He's been out there at the Panthers fan day. He's, of course, the number one seed at Channel 9, and he's nearing top 10 as a Coco Magic ambassador. Hello, Zachy.
Top 10, that is a career highlight of mine. G'day, Jimmy. Happy Mad Monday, the final one of the year.
Yeah, it certainly is. How did it look out there at Penrith, mate? I did see some vision on the Wide World of Sports website. I might have been on the Brekkie show this morning, the Today show, where Nathan shirtless coming out of the Panthers Leagues Club.
Shirtless, sleepless, but still pretty coherent, which was great from the co-captain. He is the Prince of Penrith. All the players they were unveiled this morning at a fan day. Probably about 3,500, maybe 4,000 fans. It was a great atmosphere, especially given this time last year they were celebrating in Brisbane away from their fans and they had to wait a month or so to celebrate that premiership. One player was MIA. His name is Viliami Kikau. Now, he isn't at Belmore just yet, but a couple of his teammates think he may have had a little bit too much kava with his Fijian relatives last night and into the early hours of this morning. So he's MIA at the moment. No doubt, though, he'll rejoin their celebrations a little bit later on. One interesting thing, and I don't want to take away from their success, you mentioned the words humble and grateful and proud. I've worked as MC and ground announcer for this club for the last 3 years, and all those words are always repeated. But I tell you what, I cannot wait for the Eels-Panthers showdown next year, because there were a couple of comments today that suggested that the Panthers really enjoyed last night's win. James Fisher-Harris saying that Parramatta are shit, and then it led to a "We hate Para" chant at their fan day today. So maybe if I was running the NRL, let's say kicking off the season with a blockbuster between the Eels and Panthers, might not be a bad way to do it, although they might not want to burn the grand final rematch in round one. The other interesting comment, Jimmy, Arpi Korosau said, it's great to leave this club on a high with two premierships. Let's hope I do the same with the Tigers, and then made a sound in the microphone going,
okay.
So a couple of ear-catching comments at the Panthers fan day celebration today.
Yeah, very good. It's funny, I was talking to Eels fans last night, and they said, The comment I heard a couple of times was, we don't actually hate Penrith. We hate Canterbury. We hate Manly. We hate the Melbourne Storm. But to be honest, we don't actually hate Penrith. And if Parramatta weren't in the grand final, they'd probably be going for Penrith, which is interesting. Now, on the back of what James Fisher-Harris has said, on the mention of Appy Korosau there, he doesn't make this Australian squad. Neither does Dylan Edwards. Dylan's a standby player, but Damien Cook, the standby hooker on that one. Does that surprise you a little, Zach?
Well, I guess when we speak to him or hear from Korosau, perhaps he pledged his allegiance to Fiji,
ooh,
which ruled him out of Kangaroos selection. I'm not too sure if that is the case. He wasn't up to media this morning. They basically headed straight for the back door, the Panthers, today. But as Dalian Hooker of the Year, you'd expect him to be as a standby player ahead of Damien Cook on his form. And you spoke about the unlucky players in Dylan Edwards and even Nicho Hynes. So the Clive Churchill medalist and the Dalian medalist miss out. And I think it's down to that point you made, the versatility of some of these players. Latrell Mitchell can play fullback. Matt Burton can cover six or fullback. In the centres, he can play on the bench. Ben Hunt, he can play 9, 7, 6. So
yeah.
I think Nicho Hynes and Dylan Edwards are just simply unlucky because of the brilliant attributes that these other players possess. And when you were going through that squad, it was the first time I heard it a couple of minutes ago, you reading it out. Boy, oh boy, is that a strong squad.
Yeah.
And it just shows that you know, it's so good to see a lot of, you know, the Samoa and Tonga and Fiji nations. They'll have some great players, but this Kangaroos squad will be very tough to beat in the World Cup.
And let's add Cameron Munster to that list of as a guy who can go to fullback as well. You make a very good point. Everyone's saying, oh, the Kiwis, here they are to go and win the Rugby League World Cup, and how strong Samoa and how strong is Tonga. I'll go through the spine of the Kiwi side, which is a very good one. Joseph Manu, Dylan Brown, Jerome Hughes, Brandon Smith, a very good spine. But is it better than James Tedesco, Cameron Munster, Nathan Cleary, and take your pick, Harry Grant?
No.
No, it's not.
No. And that's what's let some of these other nations down in the past, is this is that strong core group in the middle. And even we know the importance of a lock these days.
Yes.
I think that Isaiah Yeo or Cameron Murray maybe moved out of that position is just staggering given both of their performances in season 2022. Going back to the grand final, you made a good point about the Eels and a lot of their fans thinking, oh, no, is that it? They lose potentially five players from last night's squad. I think the one thing that let them down is they were already short a player or two. And in terms of the bench, where, you know, Jake Arthur or Nathan Brown, who do they carry? Bryce Cartwright. And I think that really hindered them. Whereas you look at Penrith, their next man up, their depth is just incredible. Like, Sean O'Sullivan, when Nathan Cleary was out, phenomenal. Even the likes of, you know, Matt Eisenhuth, who missed out, but plays pretty solid footy in the middle. Charlie Staines just fits in on the wing, not as good as Taylor May, but they barely miss a beat, one, because of the system, but two, the strength of their pathways. They're just, you know, maybe 1 through 21 they're strong. Where I think the Eels were a couple of players short to take out a comp. And obviously, the names of Papali'i, potentially Brown, those big names that are leaving, and Reid Marnie in particular, they're going to be big shoes to fill next year.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's the other thing with when you mentioned Sean O'Sullivan, he may not be the next best halfback in the club. Isaiah Katoa is another one who was outstanding, didn't play a lot of that senior football for a lot of different reasons, but he's, of course, off to the Dolphins for their first season next year. Were you okay with the selection of Dylan Edwards as the Clive Churchill medalist?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that I feel like everyone has this recency bias, and it's not taking anything away from Dylan Edwards, but I feel like he's been consistent for so long, but there's so many people talking about Dylan Edwards at the moment, and some powerful people in the media, and then that gains traction, whether it's through broadcast and then onto social media, etc. A very, very deserved winner. But I thought Brian Tottle was great. I think Moses Leota in the middle really laid a platform. I think Nathan Cleary, we expect so much of him, but I thought he really controlled the match really well. Any of those guys would have been deserved winners. But, yeah, given the form of Dylan Edwards, and I think the highlight was that tackle on Bailey Simonson.
Yeah.
I won't say it's as good as Scott Sattler, given the context of the game, given his position. You know, we're talking about a lock running down a winger and a fullback running down a centre. And he was, speak about humble, he was so humble today when I was interviewing him. I said, Dylan, would you rather be known as Sattler or Clive? And he said, no, Dylan's fine for me. So I think as a standby player, he'll take that. But if he had been selected, I would have been happy with that as well, given his phenomenal year.
What are we watching on Channel 9 tonight, Zachy?
All the wash-up. We were in the Panthers sheds last night. We were in the Eels sheds last night. We were out at both sand days today. So a couple of interesting comments from some players. So make sure you're tuned in, Jimmy. And, all the wash-up from what was a great win from the Panthers. And I must say, the Eels, they were very, very gracious in defeat. They said, you know, we got beaten by the best team. It was all open media in the sheds for as long as we like last night. And a couple of interesting comments I'll just point out from Brad Arthur about Ivan Cleary. So stay tuned for that.
Oh, great tease. Very, very professional of you. Hey, Zachy, fantastic, mate. Really appreciate your time today. Obviously a busy day for you as well. Thanks for joining us, and we'll do it again.
Sounds good, Jimmy. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Zach Bailey there from Channel 9. And, yeah, that's right. Be watching from 6 o'clock tonight. He'll have all the latest coming out of both camps and, obviously, the very successful Penrith Panthers camp. Righto, we've got to get to the news. We've got live footy going on at the moment. I'm talking NFL. Kansas City 21 against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we've got about 2.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter.